This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of gymnast wrist, or distal radial physial stress syndrome, from the hand section on orthobullets.com. Let's start this episode with a quick summary. Gymnast wrist is a distal radius physial injury most commonly due to overuse of the wrist, primarily affecting young gymnasts. Diagnosis is made clinically with tenderness at the distal radius, with radiographs showing a widened distal radial growth plate with ill-defined borders. Treatment involves rest, NSAIDs, and immobilization for 3 to 6 weeks. Rarely in the case of premature physial closure, surgical treatment is indicated. Now, let's get into the episode. With respect to epidemiology, the incidence of gymnast wrist is up to 25% of non-elite gymnasts. Moving on to etiology, the pathophysiology involves the wrist undergoing supraphysiological loads due to use as a weight-bearing joint. Repetitive stress causes inflammation at the growth plate of the distal radius. Finally, microtrauma can lead to premature closure of the distal radial physis, resulting in secondary overgrowth of the ulna. Finally, associated orthopedic conditions with gymnast wrist include distal ulnar overgrowth and positive ulnar variants. Moving on to presentation, symptoms of gymnast wrist include wrist pain, which is usually radial-sided and may be chronic in nature. On physical exam, inspection may reveal swelling that's present at the wrist, as well as tenderness to palpation at the distal radius. As far as motion assessment, these patients may have decreased wrist flexion or extension that may be present. Moving on to imaging, recommended views on radiographs include an AP and lateral of the wrist. Findings may include a widened distal radial growth plate with ill-defined borders and positive ulnar variants with chronic cases. An MRI can be indicated for chronic cases or cases non-responsive to treatment. Findings may include parafysial edema, early physial bridging, as well as bruising of the radius. As far as the diagnosis of gymnast wrist, the diagnosis is confirmed by history, physical exam, and radiographs. Treatments can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes NSAIDs, rest, and immobilization for 3 to 6 weeks, and this is the first line of treatment. Operative options include resection of a physial bridge, which is indicated for small physial closures, and an ulnar epiphyseodesis and shortening with radial osteotomy as needed, which are indicated for large physial closures, which is defined as roughly 50% of the physis. In terms of prognosis of gymnast wrist or distal radial physial stress syndrome, there are good outcomes associated with early treatment. However, keep in mind that this condition may lead to premature closure of the distal radial physis. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic might be tested. An 8-year-old female presents with complaints of right shoulder pain for the past 3 weeks. AP radiograph of the right shoulder demonstrates widening of the proximal humerus physis consistent with a stress reaction. She has been unable to perform gymnastics during this time. She's treated conservatively for a proximal humeral stress fracture. In gymnasts, which upper extremity stress fracture is most likely to lead to growth arrest? And the choices are 1, scaphoid, 2, distal humerus, 3, clavicle, 4, shoulder, and 5, distal radius. The correct answer to this question is 5, distal radius. So gymnasts are prone to upper extremity stress fractures. Of the choices listed, a stress fracture of the distal radius has the greatest potential for growth arrest. To quickly go over the incorrect answers, answer 1, scaphoid, is incorrect, as scaphoid stress fractures have been associated with gymnasts, however the risk of growth arrest is less than a stress fracture of the distal radius. Answer 2, distal humerus, is incorrect, as distal humerus stress fractures have also been reported in gymnasts, however the risk of growth arrest is less than a stress fracture of the distal radius. Answer 3, clavicle, is incorrect, as clavicle fractures are extremely common in the pediatric population, however stress fractures of the clavicle are rare but have been reported in the gymnast. Finally, answer 4, shoulder, is incorrect, as shoulder stress reactions are common in throwing and overhead athletes. Widening of the proximal humeral physis, as is described in this patient in the question stem, suggests proximal humeral physial separation. To quickly review, the patient in the question stem has a proximal humeral stress fracture, as evident by the wide proximal humeral physis. Other upper extremity stress fractures that gymnasts are prone to include the scaphoid, distal radius, elbow, and clavicle. Among the choices listed, a stress fracture of the distal radius is most likely to result in growth arrest. Repetitive stress causes inflammation at the growth plate of the distal radius, and microtrauma can lead to premature closure of the distal radial physis, resulting in secondary overgrowth of the ulna. several cross-sectional studies have demonstrated significant correlations between training intensity and ulnar radial length discrepancy, suggesting a dose-response relation. Fallon et al. Reported on a 10-year-old female gymnast who sustained a stress fracture of the medial clavicle. In this report, the patient was successfully managed with conservative treatment and pathologic causality was excluded. They concluded that when an acute trauma has been excluded and bony injury is suspected, stress fracture should be considered even if the symptoms and signs appear to arise from an unusual site. Sinha et al. Reviewed stress fractures in non-weight-bearing locations of the upper extremity or ribs in athletic individuals. In this multi-center study, they report on 44 patients diagnosed with an upper extremity or rib stress fracture. They concluded that upper extremity weight bearers, for example, gymnasts, divers, and cheerleaders, all had fractures occurring distal to the elbow. Kane et al. Reviewed stress-related injuries of the distal radius in female gymnasts to determine if repetitive physical loading inhibits growth of the radius in female gymnasts. They reported radiographic abnormalities consistent with distal radius physeal stress reaction in up to 85% of gymnasts studied. Several cross-sectional studies showed significant correlations between training intensity and growth disturbance. An inconclusive association of stress-related distal radius physeal arrest with repetitive gymnastic activities was made. That's all for this review about gymnast wrist or distal radial physeal stress syndrome. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Also, if you aren't already, be sure to follow OrthoBullets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for daily high-yield content. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.